It's okay, Alex. You're at TGS.
Well, I'm outside TGS.
And you're very tired outside TGS.
I'm not too tired. I just had the liquor taken from me, and actually it was a fun day.
So. You mean your gift for Garnet?
Yes. It's currently sat in a little tent outside. So I don't know what I'll do about that.
So he can claim it.
Probably something else.
Could you give him a little ticket?
Probably. Yeah, I could give him a ticket and give him my... Actually, I think he used to give him the business card as well, because that's got my name and my phone number on there, and he'll be phoning those to get the
name. All sounding a little bit sinister. Do you take this? Do you go over there? Exactly.
Send the man, he'll give you something.
If he does that, I'm going to send him some more stuff as well, because that's quite a scary thing to do. Go in that little tent and see what they do to you. I'm going away now.
I'll leave you do it.
Exactly.
I'll do it before 6.
Anyway, this is my recapped introduction to Podcast 7, the TGS podcast.
The TGS podcast, indeed, which is going to be lots of little parts put together. And currently, I stood way down behind outside Hall 8, which I think is the South Hall. Looking at what I understand is the Ganges. No, I might be wrong. And then there's like 300 metres or so of people standing about, six abreast.
Wow. And what time is it there?
I get down Hall 1. 8 o'clock, I think.
Wow. And you've travelled through the night to be there. You haven't slept.
Well, I couldn't set much as I could on the uncomfy guard. Well, not the uncomfy guard, actually. There was lots of leg room, but just a kind of socially awkward bus where I was sat without an armrest and looking up by another guy. So I kind of kept waking up to find out you hit my arm, you know, at the beginning of the night.
All made funnier by remembering that you're huge.
Indeed. Well, this is the other problem. My shoulders kind of span more than a seat. So I'm like, oh, sorry.
Just went with it.
Apparently, I got the TGS floor map, and currently, apparently, I'm still outside the kick section, which is fun. But apparently, we don't get let in up until we're right by where I want to be, which is the Gap Girl and Konami section.
And what time do the doors open, Alex?
In 2 hours.
Oh, God.
Very wet.
Have you got any sustenance? Have you got any coffee or sweets or chocolate bars?
Nope. Ate it all. Had the Red Bull, had the coffee.
Ate it all before you left Osaka.
Well, I'm getting changed as well, because I didn't want to come here just in my current day, because I was going to carry the bath in it, I could really get it soaked. But I got changed in the toilet, some drunken business there, it was just like hammering on the door, hold on, getting changed, let's start throwing it in the Japanese to the door. To leave me alone. When I came out, he looked most put out.
Well, listeners, this is all extra colour to Alex's adventure here in TGS. So, as we said, we'll be calling in throughout the day. This is the first one. I'm about to go to bed. Alex is just getting there. He's not even in yet. He's travelled through the night. And we'll be calling him later, post-TGS, in a sort of pixel-induced frenzy of joy. And he'll be able to give you all the lowdown on everything that's been going on. I'll be able to talk later. I won't be in my girlfriend's kitchen in the basement trying to be quiet.
I didn't want to know what you're doing
with that time, boy. Yeah, that was my turn now. Hope it's not sinister. So,
yeah, that's pretty much perfect what we're going to be doing. So, I mean, it's weird to me because I've been listening to all the other podcasts going on, and a lot of them kind of like half on about how weird it is being each other. And I don't have that, but every time I listen, I'm like, oh, I thought that would be weird. But now I'm in this situation, I actually must have said that it's a bit like being stuck in one of the capsules or these dark shops and some of these with a big
lot of area, but... Yeah, I'm hugely jealous of you, that sounds very good.
It's very good, it's a different demographic to what I think you're used to.
Are you slightly older than most people there, maybe?
No, it's not that at all.
Okay.
Just, yeah. I'm certainly one of the few people without an umbrella.
Slightly higher IQ demographic, maybe.
Possibly. Slightly higher. I'm taller, I suppose, not higher. It's interesting. It's different to what we do. I remember when I went to Orleans, you did it when we opening day with
it. Yes.
Way back. And that was a similar kind of thing. Except Spain was a far younger demographic. And I had trouble doing that. It wasn't very easy.
How are you feeling?
I'm feeling fine, actually. I reckon that we start the vehicle around 11, 12. Just as the adrenaline kicks in, like, the hour of being in there, adrenaline wears off, and I'm just, like, wet, drying in a humid room.
Can't wait to speak to you when you've left.
Happy. Yeah, it's good though. I mean, like I say, I'm hoping that I'm at least near enough the front so I can invade Capcom and Konami before they get too packed.
That's going to be good.
I've got my car. I don't do so.
Getting prepped for Garnet League.
Normality for Japan. But yeah, we talked about, again, those other podcasts, all kinds of podcasts, people always talk about how many like DSs and games and PSVs and big playing games on their phones there are when you're on train. Yeah, people have mentioned how many people have got on Maker. It's pretty much people who aren't interested in games, they're interested in Maker.
Yeah, and DSs kind of look like compact mirrors, so maybe there's a market there.
Well, I think that's what the camera's for.
Yeah, that's going to happen, isn't it?
Yeah.
Virtual makeup.
Really?
Eye makeup.
Well, they'll probably have makeup guys, teachers on makeup.
I'd love to see you do that.
I'm not joking. they got my clothes coach, yeah, where you, I think that's on the PSP, where you, like, put in all the clothes you've got, and it compiles and pull you into outfits.
In your case, jeans and t-shirts, tick.
Well, that'd be all I've got.
Yes.
Yeah.
Well, with this scene setting in mind, then I'm going to sign off, say goodnight, before the dishwasher kicks in and completely renders this podcast unlistenable. And I'll be getting up at 8 o'clock to speak to Alex. He'll be just finished.
Yeah.
So you'll be TGSing through the night.
So I'm meant to be seeing my friend here in Tokyo, but there's a concert, so if I pay 3,500 yen for it, I can get into with six bands at all the AAA games. But that means I have to turn my mic up, and I don't know what to do. So I'm going to think about that, and what else for you when I talk to you next.
Yeah, what bands are they?
No one I recognise. Oh, no, there is. There's Grasshopper Manufacture, which I think is a big music kind of thing. Oh, announcement. So that's interesting. But The others
looked
interesting, but, yeah, nothing of note, really. Well, yeah, I'll need you to check that out.
So, even though the listeners will have to do nothing more than just keep listening for another 5 seconds, I'm going to go to bed, 8 hours will pass, and then TGS will have happened, and we're going to find out everything that happened, Dufour style, from Alex.
Yeah, and I'll be wet. No, I'll be wet and dry.
Yeah, right. And mad with tiredness.
I'm being even less eloquent than usual. It's a different kind of tiredness. I'm not going to sleep kind of tiredness. It's both that I'm just going to bed.
Yeah, it's a determined tiredness, isn't it?
Yeah. Yeah. I'm going to turn off my phone for a couple of hours.
Yep, conserve battery. I'll be there in 8 hours.
Brilliant. Okay.
Enjoy it, man. Yeah. I'll speak to you then.
Bye bye.
Okay, guys, so signed off with Alex, and in a couple of seconds, you're going to hear 8 hours later post TGS review from Alex. Good night, guys.
You're all hysterical, aren't you?
I'm at TGS now. That was the plan, right? You meant to call me back while I'm at TGS.
Well, yeah, I thought it'd be all noisy there, but I can't hear anything.
Yeah, it's silent.
Is that the future of game?
Everybody who was here just left and left me here to play all just the left. Games myself.
did you do laps and then let up your arms in a sweaty stink fest and they all ran off?
They did. They abandoned me steal all of the new games, and I'm opening a shop in Shinjuku. That's my plan.
Things have moved on since last podcast, Alex.
They have.
Although I suspect, because of your slightly bedtime nibble on my ear. Snake your arm around my hippie bed voice, that you're actually at home. Well, and it's late.
You suspect this because it's 5 days after TGS, I suspect.
Yes. it's Wednesday. I mean, after TGS. It's 4 o'clock in the afternoon for me, so...
If I was still there...
Oh, go.
If I was still there, then I would be...
Actually,
there
I don't know that you're not.
That's true.
I'd be a little bit worried.
Quiet, echoey, dark hall by myself. It's possible.
Sleeping rough. Sleeping rough.
But not true, unfortunately. I am back home. I think the...
How is it? Are you all post-holiday blues?
A little bit. It's been a bit frantic posting all these bits that have been going up this week. Just because I've been doing 3 a night and going to bed at 3, waking up at 7, and I'm near death. But I'm going to do it again tonight, and then I think I'm done for a while with the post.
But the sheer amount of content on your site is unbelievable now.
Yeah, it did skyrocket this week.
And the size of the word TGS in your tag cloud is so big that I've had to buy a larger monitor.
Yeah, well, we should explain what's happened, because basically people have just heard you saying, cutting the end of the initial phone call to me at TGS, saying you were going to call me back throughout the day at TGS, and then again at the end.
Well, it was all queued up. I'd got the software. I was on the go. I wasn't at my own house this weekend, so I had my laptop with me, and it was all there. And yeah, do you want to do the rest? Doofus isn't like high tech at the moment. Let's go that far.
We've got a double-edged sword. One is that we're not especially high tech. It's a treble-edged sword. One is that we're not too high tech.
Treble-edged sword.
Two is that we were recording in two very different time zones. One of which meant you would either have had to wake up during the night, or we'd have to be very well coordinated. So as I went into TGS, as you said, you were going to bed, and TGS being 7 hours long. Unless you were going to have just a quick nap, that meant that we were going to be struggling to match that at the other end.
That was very tight. Also, it was Saturday night, and I think I got really drunk.
Yeah. So what apparently happened is you rocked up an hour later, and you said you were to call me, and by that time my phone
That's was right, yeah. I remember I was en route, so I was in a car or on a bus or something. Had to get back, so I got back an hour late, opened up the MacBook, fired up the shareware software in trial version, and... this is the Doofus way. I waste trial version software. And you weren't there, it was just your answer phone.
Many hours later, here's Alex again. Alex? Alex? Oh dear. Guessing I'm going to call back.
There was a good reason for that. People have just heard my answer phone message. They will have done anyway. I'll slice it in there.
It's quite funny, yeah. I was a bit taken aback. But what we're getting to is that the TGS...
What we're getting to is that my battery...
was a success.
Yes, my battery is a bit crap on my phone. So
but we didn't hear any of it.
I turned it on, I turned it off when you didn't call in an hour, and then you probably just called just after that. And then I turned it back on again later, but still hadn't had a chance to charge it. So
you had no juice?
I had no juice. So when you did call me back later, we had like a 5-minute conversation, mostly with not me, but a friend of mine.
Some drink had been taken at this point.
Some drink had been imbibed at this point.
I was guessing.
And then...
The time difference plays heavy on things like that. You know when you call your friends, and maybe you've had to stay at home and work, and they're at the pub, and they're all kind of like, yeah, it's brilliant, you got to come down, it's this. That's kind of all right. And it's quite difficult, but the time zone thing completely throws you, because it was, you know... I wasn't even in the mood for drinking, and you were boozy. You were very boozy.
I was very boozy, and it was fun. And somewhere, you'll hear parts of that during this podcast. But
a drunk man. Yeah. Oh yeah. Okay, Alex. Why are you here? They'll be on there. Alex. It's ringing. Is he alive?
I still don't have any battery, and I was just talking about you.
Well, like the devil, I'm here.
How's it going? What was it like?
What's that?
How's it going? What was it like?
It was amazing.
Yeah?
Long, long queues. And there's a lot still, but my phone is going to die in a second. So you should say hello to everybody. I'm at a Wada Wada bar and everybody's drinking.
Hello, everybody.
So how about I hand you round?
Yeah, sure. Okay. Let's have a listen.
Okay.
This is the guy I was just talking about. This is Derek.
What's his name?
Derek. Hi, Derek.
Hello.
Hello.
Hello. How are you?
Hey. I'm good.
Good. Have you been?
He
are you with Alex?
He talked about you just now.
Yeah, that's really strange.
I'm Jerry. Nice talking to you.
Nice talking to you as well.
He talked about you 3 minutes ago.
Yes. Before his battery runs out.
He said he beat you 3 times.
Yeah, that's true. That's true. And we're trying to make a show out of this. What's he saying?
No, it's a secret.
Oh, okay, fine. You have secrets, that's fine.
It's just hang on.
So Alex is at a brothel.
You're talking about when you came to Tokyo. When you came to Tokyo and I abandoned you.
Oh, yes, that was right. Yeah, you did.
Yeah, we it's were just right, talking though. About that, and then I said I'd probably talk to you late tonight, and then you called right on cue.
Alex, are you there? Are you there?
me? I'm here. The thing was really good, actually. Really, really good. Had a lot of fun.
Great.
And now,
where are you now? Who are you with? Who was
that?
I'm at
a Wada bar. There's Jerry, and we got Mike, Gerald. We got a good crowd. Mostly. Nobody was there today, so this is a completely separate entity, which is me afterwards.
Yeah.
And I'll give you a quick rundown of what happened. I went running in and got snagged by a game called Ninja Blade, because it was the first thing I saw when I went in, and like a lamb for the slaughter, I ran into it.
Wow, what format was that?
And I played that. That's Xbox.
Ninja Blade.
And it's like Ninja Gaiden.
Yes.
But heavy reliance on quick time events and a bit crap. It was a bit disappointing. I'll go into that in more detail tomorrow. I'll call you back
when you have more battery.
We'll call again when I'm sober.
So our TGS show has been slightly cut short by the amount of battery and alcohol in you. Battery's low, alcohol high.
Yes.
Yes.
Well, we'll do it again tomorrow. I might, in fact, be at the show again tomorrow.
Hey, I'll great.
See
okay.
how I feel about that.
Yeah, just send me an email and I'll call you at the right time.
Cool. But today, I saw... What did I see? I saw Biohazard 5, got into that.
Yeah.
And that was very good. A bit glitchy at the moment, but it's still only in the final build. They got 5 months to polish that, so
okay,
I have
good.
Very good hopes for that. There's a couple of things about the trailer, so I want to complain about one of the voice actors for, but she was there today, which was kind of cool, and that was all good. I saw a game called... I played a game? Another one was called Muscle Impact.
Muscle Impact?
Which was
a is that a shooting
game? For the Wii. No, it was pretty crappy. Kind of God of War, Shake the Wii remote game.
Any good Wii games?
Not so much.
Sin and Punishment?
Not played. It wasn't there.
Oh, damn.
Unfortunately.
Yep.
So what did I do after that? So Ninja Blade... Muscle Impact. Then I went running around, took a lot of photos. Talked to a guy called Joel. Talked to a guy called Joel from a newspaper in Illinois.
Right, cool.
And he was telling me how the other day he saw they made a Biohazard movie called Degeneration.
Okay.
He saw the whole thing the other day, and I asked him outright, was it better than Lex, which was an old sci-fi show?
Right.
And he said no. Basically, he waited for a long time before giving me any answer, which doesn't bode well because Lex is a bit shitty.
They're never good. They're never good, though, are they? Alex,
yeah.
Dole. Well, I'd say that's the battery gone for Alex. We'll try again tomorrow.
So this is our TGS retrospective. This is our TGS retrospective done a few days later after some of the posts have gone up, which is actually better because it means, you know, you've had a chance to look at what I've said. And some other people have and have commented. One other person has commented. Thank you to, I think his name is Itaisen, if he listens to this.
Someone commented on the site. You're being very blasé.
No, I'm happy. It's the third comment we've had.
Our big empty shop for months now. Drumming our fingers on the desktop. Someone came in.
Well, this is our three.
Didn't buy anything.
No, didn't buy anything. But we've got, we had two for Wario. One of them was in Spanish, and this one, which as you rightly pointed out, was that the guaranteed way to get comments is to slag off Nintendo characters or to put scantily clad girls on the site. And
you put tits on the site, and then we've got comments. That's how it works.
Yep.
Well, now we've got pop-ups on the site as well. Sorry about that.
So we should move on to TGS. Because, I mean, people might have read the stuff that's on the site. They might not. We might never get on iTunes.
I might be one of those people.
Yeah. So I guess the best thing to do would be to leave you to ask questions about the stuff on the site. And then
This is where I really come into my own.
And then I'll expand on anything I haven't put up. So off you go.
Okay, I'm going to be parky now.
Please.
You can be Grace Jones. Don't hit me. By the way, I can't let the fact that you described the problem surrounding recording at TGS as a triple-edged sword. I've never heard that metaphor before.
I use it a lot because I know it's bullshit. There can be no such thing unless you're cutting your hand.
It's a little bit like trying to think about a tree falling in a forest. No one's there. Does it make a sound? Like my brain just does, just strange, just a little bit. Triple-edged sword? Yeah. It's good though. I like it. I'm trying to imagine it. Surely it would be a club. Anyway, how was it? Was it all right?
Yes, it was. It was.
Yes,
it was incredible in some respects, and just really kind of weird in others.
Now, for all of the reports that I've heard about TGS, just the sheer amount of people there. Now, we spoke in the queue, which is going to be part of the podcast. Might have already been, and just loads and loads and loads of people. How did you get around? Was it too crowded to bother? Did you get near anything?
I went through four distinct phases, like denial and anger and
acceptance.
Finally, acceptance. In fact, it's pretty close to that. I went running in.
Is that three distinct stages?
What it did end up being? No. It was excitement first. Excitement, denial. What were they?
Excitement. Anger, denial.
That's it. Denial.
I don't think you get excitement before denial. No, that would be confusing.
No, you do because I'm going to say I was near the front. I was only about 2,000 people back in the queue.
You are at position 2,000. I'd call back.
It looks pretty near the front from where we were. So I actually got in relatively quickly.
Okay.
I went sprinting in, all excited.
Free stuff? Any free stuff? Bags of things, stickers, bookmarks,
lots of
shit that you're putting in.
Catalogues and DVD things, but nothing dramatic, really. What was the... Oh, I got a bandana from one place, which I...
Did a lady give it to you?
A lady did give it to me. There's a lady...
Did they all have the booby ladies at the... This is something very Japanese, I think. It's the slightly servile...
No.
The Formula One ladies, I'd see.
Okay.
I'd say.
Yeah, booby ladies are not... unique to Japan for things like this, but certainly the Japanese style of said lady is a little different.
The said ladies, triplets sort of ladies.
but basically, yeah. So I went running in, and I got basically the first shiny thing. I say the first shiny thing. The first booby lady caught my eye and smiled and asked me if I wanted to do something, and I said yes.
And then you emerge from the toilets 45 minutes later with your clothes in tatters and no money.
Unfortunately, no. This was a lady from From Software, and she was wearing a short black kind of schoolgirl dress and top, but that was all topped off by a shoddy white wig that made the whole thing a bit unnerving, to be honest. And she was trying to drag me into Ninja Blade, which is actually something we're going to be posting later today.
And I'm taken by what you said that you didn't go in.
No, I did go in. I got sucked into that
okay.
one. And I basically stood in line to get into that because it was like a lot of games did this, which was they kind of phased you through. You started in a queue, then you went into like a little theatre, and they'd show you.
Okay.
They'd show you the level you're about to play.
I see. So you get to soak up the atmosphere before you play it, get a little bit excited.
Partly that, and partly to speed you up playing the game, so you know exactly what to do. I think.
Ah, of course. Complex control systems, not knowing what the hell to do.
Partly that, and yeah, just finding your way around.
So anyone who plays Mirror's Edge.
So we went. So I had to wait for the next showing of that, basically. So I lost 5 minutes there, and then I went in and I had to watch it, which was another 10 minutes, and then I played the game, which was another 10 minutes. And when I emerged from this, the show floor was packed. And
damn, you'd blown it. Was the game any good?
No, not really.
It was not Street Fighter 4.
It was not Street Fighter 4.
Damn, so you could have run around like a Trolley Dash special VIP in that
play,
first
I could have played one
instance,
game,
you?
Probably, but I wouldn't have been...
But any game of your choice?
Yeah.
Not just the nearest one to you?
Yes, yes. So that was a bit of a mistake, a bit of a fumble on my part. But
damn.
When I emerged...
Okay.
So the hall was split up in... There were three halls, essentially. I'm trying to remind myself now. The first hall had the... Let me think. It had From Software, Koei, SNK, Capcom.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm trying to find the map now, because I think Square Enix was in that hall as well, but I think maybe that was the next hall over. But anyway, basically two of the big halls, two of the big companies were put back-to-back against each other.
Big halls. Mm-hmm.
To move through the gap between these two was like...
Wait, let me guess. It was a tiny little corridor.
It wasn't wide. It wasn't tiny.
Bottlenecking thousands of Japanese people.
That is true. A really, really...
So is it.
And it felt a little bit like you were being given birth to again, because you were squeezed through this tiny little hole and fired out the end.
And then into this huge aircraft hangar of more excitement.
Yes, into another area. Basically, I moved through this area fairly quickly, being dragged along, as you are, by the people around you. And then I got fired out into the corridor in between the two halls, which would later become a kind of cosplay area, but at this point it was just a corridor of grey cement. And then crossed into the next hall. And the next hall surrounded me with... Oh, I found the map. Hang on. I can tell you what this surrounded me with exactly.
So, guys, I mean, you might have heard the games, all of the excitement about TGS, the previews, what's coming out. But no, I bet no podcasts are covering the floor plan or what the floor was made of or the size of the corridor.
Well, that's true.
It's all right. This podcast is going to be 8 hours of just narrative.
So, okay, here we go. I go running in, and I get caught by From Software, which I thought was where Capcom was, but it wasn't.
Then maybe you could post the map up on the site so people could maybe follow you around.
That's true. But then I got through.
You could maybe draw your route on it in a dotted line, Indiana Jones style.
I did go back and forth a lot. It would look a bit of a mess.
That's what I thought.
So what actually happened was I go running in, I go to From Software, and then I get forced down the Taito, Electronic Arts, Microsoft, Square Enix, and Capcom corridor. And just listen to those names, and you'll realise that...
That sounds exciting.
It was air... Yeah,
did you play the game at EA?
I didn't play any game at EA.
I looked
the games at EA, but I just got kind of bullied down the end. And then I got spat out into a small corner at the back of that place, which had Behemoth Software, which are the guys that made Castle Crashers, which is that scrolling fighter for...
Oh, yeah, you like that, don't you?
I do. And they were sat there alone with nobody playing their game. So I had a 20-minute chat or so with the people who made that and wished them luck.
Hey!
Yeah, that was nice. Handed out a few cards. They were very pleasant. We were chatting. They got something else on the go, but they wouldn't tell me what it was, no matter how nice I was about their game. And then I
called in their fingers up behind your head as they took a picture of you.
Yes. And then I crossed into the next hall. And in here, it was a little the first area was the kind of cell phone area, NTT Docomo, which is one of the cell phone companies here, and they were showing a lot of their new games. Which one of their games, you'll be very excited, was that's Bare Knuckle Mobile.
Bare Knuckle?
Yeah.
Oh, I like that game.
Do you want to translate that for the West?
yeah, it's an extended pronunciation, but basically, Ben Noko, which is Japanese for Streets of Rage.
Yeah. So that's
On the mobile phones.
It is. Yes.
Oh wow! That's perfect for mobile phone play. But still, it's good to have it on there.
Anyway, after that, you kind of got forced through. There was Sega and Level 5, Konami and Hudson and Tecmo, all kind of together. Now, Sega was showing a load of good stuff, but again, absolutely rammed. I had a look over people's shoulders. They had that Tap It game, which is a game where you put...
What's that?
You put your Wii controller on a box and then tap the box. And it detects the vibrations, and you jump or basically do whatever kind of trick the game is doing at that point. But that's the only interaction you have. It's the first
Wii. So you don't, as it ever physically hold the Wii remote, it just senses your movements.
It doesn't even sense your movements. It senses your beating on the box.
Oh wow, that's insane.
And the advertising.
That's really weird.
The advertising campaign here was just a picture of a penguin, and it was so easy even a penguin could play. And there's no penguins. There's no penguins in the game. It's just that it is that easy.
I'm confused and scared. What are you talking about? Okay, well that's the box game.
Yeah, and then they had a huge thing for Yakuza 3, which I didn't.
PS3.
Yeah, I regret not going into because I've heard about it since.
And so where is Yakuza 3 set?
It's in I think Osaka and Tokyo and Kyoto. I think it's in 3.
Oh wow, all of them.
Yeah, so I wanted to go in there, but the queue was massive, and apparently it was a long trailer that with all Japanese, so I wouldn't have known what was going on. But when you went into the main...
So what we're getting to here is that you didn't see anything.
I saw other things.
And you got it all off the one-up site?
I did not get all of this off the one-up site. moving on to...
Challenging it, that's all right.
Moving on to original stuff. But inside was a big izakaya, and I would have liked to have gone in there, but didn't. So that was upsetting to me when I found out.
Yakuza 3 is very, very exciting. Yeah.
But then I went over to Tecmo, which was very close, and at this point, still quite quiet. And they had...
Okay,
they
had, so you could move around a bit.
They had a tombola. And to get to play the tombola, you had to play a game. So I joined the shortest queue, which was for a Wii game that's coming out this year, in Japan at least, called Muscle Impact.
Hey, that sounds great. That's not far off Bare Knuckle.
It sounds like it, doesn't it? It is quite far off Bare Knuckle.
So it's not a fighting game?
It is a fighting game.
Okay.
But it's not a very good fighting game, even with the booby lady helping me play the game.
Damn.
Very, very.
Is it a first-person sort of punching game?
It's a third person. You sat behind your little guy, and he can do his normal things. He can run, he can jump, he can slide, and because it's on the Wii, he can waggle. And he has a death yo-yo, as I've nicknamed it. And he goes around fighting, and he can summon a huge kind of god to kill things for him. And he runs around a maze, trying to kill things and get out of the maze. And it felt... I mean, it was competent, but... That's just not really enough to recommend it.
You've made it sound like a flash game you might play online.
It feels
with your damning with fake praise.
Yeah, it was...
Not very good.
It wasn't very good, no. I mean, it was one of the games that I... The art was very... As the name would suggest, he was kind of this big, muscly guy. But you know the Kingdom Hearts character?
Yes.
Yeah, imagine if you just pumped him full of steroids and took off his shirt. That's basically what... And dyed his hair blonde. That's basically what you would
look
at.
That sounds like quite a strange picture, in fact. Mm. Sort of slightly cutesy, prepubescent, stylized anime, but with sort of testosterone.
Far too much testosterone, yes. That's basically what you were looking at.
Okay.
And, I mean, it looked okay, and it handled I mean, there was nothing wrong with it. It just, there was nothing to it, nothing exciting about it, nothing set it apart. So that was the second game I played after Ninja Blade. So all in all, I was as...
Since 5 hours in.
No, this was just an hour. I mean, but I was feeling a little deflated. So I decided to basically just cruise the show floor, looking at things, up talking to people who I might talk
to. Yep, soak it up.
Yeah. So, any questions?
Anything to eat at TGS? They have TGS burgers?
They have curry and rice, as they say here.
Curry and rice. Curry and rice and video games.
Yeah, and fried food, obviously.
Yeah. Excellent.
But, so this was that was the third hall. And obviously then I moved through to the final hall, the third hall, before I doubled back on myself. And the third hall had all the shops in it, the stores. And the Capcom shop had a two-hour queue to go in to buy stuff.
Oh my god.
So
I was just... I would have been straight in that queue because I was exclaiming not at the two-hour queue, but there was a Capcom shop.
Oh, no, because they had loads of shops. They had an Irem shop? Irem? The
Irem?
Irem, that's it, the R-Type guy.
As an R-Type, yes. The only game we know that they did.
They were there. They had a Square Enix shop. They had the Sega shop. And you would have...
I heard they had Mega Drive bags.
Did I tell you that? Did I forget to...
No, I've seen this on an external site.
Yeah, I was going to tell you about that. I thought you'd be very excited.
God damn. I was tempted to fly out there and go with you. I couldn't afford it. But now I'm... Oh. Now I'm drowning my sorrows.
Yeah. Hang on.
So you didn't queue to get in the shops. Did you see what was in the Capcom shop or the Iron shop?
I picked up flyers for both. And order them online if I really wanted anything.
Did they have an R-Type ship telephone? That would have been good.
I didn't see it. I was looking at the Iron shop because it wasn't a long queue. I couldn't see any R-Type. Apparently there was stuff there, but I could see none of it. All I could see was the Dig Dug character or the Spelunker character.
Of course.
And just not much else there. So, yeah, not really... Fantastically satisfying there. But
an R-Type ship that's also a computer mouse, that would have been good.
That would have been good, actually. You should like that.
And the R-Type phone you could hold to your ear, the craft, and then hold the orb as the microphone part of the phone.
An
old-style telephone.
An R-Type microphone set where the orb is the microphone and the R-Type craft is the earpiece. All the way around.
That's what I said, but yes.
Oh, I see what you mean, for a mobile phone.
Yeah, but you have to hold it in the style of a... person from the 20s.
Gotcha. Sorry, misunderstood where you were going with that.
An R-Type Hoover and an orb lint remover. Oh, I don't know, that one wasn't very good.
The R-Type Hoover could be the big snake boss and the Hoover could be the end of the town.
It could, couldn't it? Yeah. R-Type Shock, let's just start one.
Absolutely no copyright infringement problems at all.
huge amounts of money put poured into it to get all these things made and prototyped, and then we just get sued.
That's right. But ask me questions, Darren. Anything else you want to know?
Did you play Street Fighter 4? Did you even get near it?
I've played Street Fighter 4 since. I wasn't in a queue for 90 minutes to play Street Fighter 4. They have added two other characters, otherwise it's the arcade version.
So this is the PS3 version and Xbox as well?
And the Xbox version were both there, yeah.
And how are they looking?
Like the arcade version. Exactly like
really? The Even the Xbox one?
Yeah. Well, yeah, there's no problem there. I mean, it's not exactly a taxing game for anything. It's just...
Okay. Stylized. Excellent.
But they did have the... Sakura and Dan were included in this build. And they look... Yeah.
Still excited about it? Has it kind of lasted the initial playtesting and survived the hype?
I was in there
with flying colours.
I was playing yesterday and today.
I'm very excited about it. I can't wait.
Trying to get a few more.
Is it for Christmas out there?
No, I'm pretty sure it's still next year, February. I think they're holding it for. So I think it comes out on your birthday. Actually, I don't know why.
I think I might have to come out there on my birthday.
That could be another 1994 thing, though, couldn't it? It was 90, come out in 1994. Oh, it's
just yeah, you and your chronological guessing, not very good.
No.
But let's hope you're right, you're often right. Which is good for a journalist.
Yeah.
Okay, Alex, my next question is, much from Nintendo? Anything from Nintendo?
Not much from Nintendo at all. They weren't really there.
No, they'd done the big announcement previously, didn't really need to do anything else.
Yeah, they pretty much done their job, and it was a bit sad, because I was stood in the queue on the way, and I was talking to this little boy, and his mum, and I guess, who knew a lot about England. It was very weird. He kept saying, England, Spitfire. I was like, yes. Then he was like, Lancaster bomber.
Hey, brilliant.
Then he knew the Lancaster bomber, and then he started quoting all kinds of different planes from the World War II, and I didn't know.
That's very cute.
Yeah.
Oh, that's brilliant.
But I asked him, what do you want to see? And he said, Nintendo DS. And I already knew it wasn't going to be there.
So oh, no.
Like, I didn't want to tell
him. Oh, no. So first of all, he proved himself as being a really cute little, no doubt, extremely adorable Japanese child. Mm-hmm. And then he basically says, I hope I get this for Christmas. And you knew that he wasn't going to get it.
Yeah.
Oh, did you tell him or did you just leave it?
He smiled and said, that's nice.
Wiping a tear away in your eye and refusing to speak to him for the rest of the time.
There were Nintendo DS games there, and I mean, you know, they had other things for them to look at, but none of them were the Nintendo first party ones.
Any GTA on the DS?
Not that I saw. But this is the
okay.
thing, this is the thing, like DS games, unless you're right up close, you don't know if you're looking at them because it's on a DS and it's tiny.
Yeah, that's true. Just lots of DS's chained to walls, right?
Yeah, pretty much.
Some of them, but nothing special. Okay, next question is, highlights from the show, your top three.
My friends left, my crew, if you put it, left.
Alex hates his friends.
At 2:30. And I was cool with that, but it left me, because I had to wait to go and see my friend, and afterwards a different friend in Tokyo. And I was like, well, I can't leave then. I'll just hang out here. And I'd made this commitment to myself. I was like, okay, it's an hour and a half queue. I'm going to play Biohazard. So I went I went and jumped in the hour and a half queue to play Biohazard 5, which was
great,
incredible.
Oh, it's great.
Yes. I mean, it's still got some problems, but it's got 5 months that it comes out, and the amount of work they're going to be doing it on it in that time. Yeah, I'm no doubt it's going to be everything I want it to be, and it's my favourite series, so, yeah.
Would you say that's the number one game you're now chomping at the bit to buy?
Biohazard and Street Fighter 4, both Capcom games, both coming out, I think, in February or March next
Delicious.
Year.
Delicious.
I am excited.
Delicious.
Yes, very much so.
I've got a little tingle of excitement there about all these lovely games.
Yeah, you've got to buy a system.
Yeah, well, exactly. This brings it sort of hurtling back into the real dank English grey world of my life, where I'm moving house soon. And I've decided that now is the time that I'm going to buy a proper console that isn't one that I can put in my bag. So, yeah, I might get a PS3 and a Wii.
Wow.
What do you say to that, sir?
I say good on you, son. And,
yeah, and but not until the PS3 is cheaper.
Okay, yeah, I should pick one up when it drops a little bit in price as well. It's, it's looking good. I mean, it wasn't one of my top three highlights. I'll get back to the other two in a minute.
Okay.
But they had the Sackboy from Little Big Planet sitting on top of the world in the Sony booth. This huge statue. And I was like, that's cool.
That sounds fantastic.
Actually, the Sony booth was pretty cool because they had that, and then they had the adult section, which was games that are rated over Z here. They're Z games, so it's
okay. Violent games.
Violent games, yeah. So you have to show your ID to get in. I showed my ID, went in.
Brilliant.
It was a really quiet, small room, just six.
You showed your ID.
Six of us in there, looking at the games. Then we went through this other door, and then behind the curtain there was just this zigzagging snaking queue of people waiting to go into other booths to play the games. So I decided to sod that for a game of Soldiers and left after asking what was the shortest queue, and it was for a game. It was only half an hour, but at that point it was my point of anger as opposed to denial.
Half an hour. Wow, this does have the kind of feeling of a theme park.
Mm-hmm. Oh, it was very
just the fun, but all the queuing.
Mm-hmm. I mean, the... They, a couple of, you know, virtual queuing, like they have at
Things yes, like you get a ticket, told you what time to come up.
Yeah, they had some right? of that for some events, but if you weren't in there immediately, you didn't get one kind of thing. They were disappeared.
Okay, so if you weren't, right, I see, they were quite militant.
Yes. But then
that's efficient, that makes sense.
But then Biohazard 5, amazing. They had a little theatre again that showed you the levels you could play, explained the new control system. And then this guy came in who was meant to be Chris Redfield, lead character. And he was Dutch. That was very confusing because his accent, he kept missing articles from his word, from his sentences, and a really strong accent. He wasn't American at all. So I was laughing to that, and then the English guys who had been in the queue with me started laughing because I was laughing. Yeah, that was very
wow, funny. It was a European giggle fest.
Yeah, kind of. So then we went in, played the game, great, and then I left and got my bandana from the girls. So I've got my Biohazard 5 bandana here. Yeah, all very happy about that.
He's just wearing that, folks.
Just that.
We always do the podcast nude. I don't think we ever mentioned that, did we?
No.
You know, you're in Japan, I'm in England, we don't see each other. It just adds a little bit of extra spice. It's kind of like a shot of espresso. Just, and I've got a plastic chair, it's kind of sticky. But, yeah, so we do that, don't we?
I've got a dog, and I'm now covered in hair on my bum.
It's a million people turning off. Okay, can you talk about your celebrity experience now, because this is the most exciting thing that happened. Okay. Basically, it's Collision of Podcasts. I imagine that we're a small, like a small go-kart, and then the go-kart got caught in the wheels of the huge juggernaut that is the One Up Show.
I love the way your determinedness to make this sound
vehicular metaphors.
Yeah, your vehicular metaphors.
That's the third one in three podcasts.
Yeah, well, it's actually the second one. You've used one twice. But
did I?
Yeah.
Have I used Juggernaut before?
No, not Juggernaut. It was the backing the car into the garage you used twice.
That's a sexual metaphor. That's nothing to do with cars.
Oh, okay.
Go on.
As people might, I took a bottle of whiskey. I bought a bottle of whiskey for Garnet Lee from the One Up podcast and some shochu.
He's screaming Garnet Lee. He wanted to get him drunk.
I said, is there any way I can get it to you at TGS? And he said, well, I'll be on the show floor on Saturday, so maybe I'll see you there. And I don't think he thought for a second I'd actually bring the whiskey with me. But I did. I carried it.
Knife, and a hunting knife.
Carried it from Osaka to Tokyo. Had it in my rucksack. It was bloody heavy. And then didn't
see Garnet Lee special beat.
Didn't see him there, saw Ryan, who's the guy in charge of the video there. And he said,
yes.
We'll all be here later. We'll all be here for a little bit longer, so maybe come back, get it, and meet us, and we'll get it for him. And I was like, okay. So I went running off to get it back from where they confiscated it on my way in. Got it back, went back.
Of course, yes.
Yes, they were nowhere to be seen. So I was like, fuck, damn it. So I pretty much... So I'd kind of given up. That was it. Okay, whatever.
That's it, yeah, written up. Fair enough.
And then the next day, actually, we went back. We didn't get in. We got there a bit late, and they stopped letting people in. I say a little late. There was 40 minutes left of the show. Me and somebody else, and a friend of ours. But I had the bottles with me, and I was like, okay, maybe they'll be coming out now. So I hung around right until kind of like kicking out time. Nothing. So I was like, okay. I was basically about to drink it with my friend before I left to come back. And I was like, no, I'll send it, because it was an expensive bottle. It cost, you know, £30. Yeah.
Wow, just for Garnet Lee.
Yeah, yeah.
And his brilliant drive time voice.
Yeah, so I was going to send it to him. I was like, fine, that's, you know, he's entertained me for a year, he deserves it. So I haul my rucksack onto my back, and I'm off to the bus station. I'm on the JR line, and who steps on but the entire One Up crew, like 10 Japanese people away from me. Fortunately, they're all shorter, so I can see Garnet, because he is a big man over the top of everyone. And I was like, okay.
Oh my God, there he was, there he was.
It was my last 10 minutes in Tokyo, and it was one of those weird things where it was just so weird. I don't really get starstruck, and not that Garnet needs a star. But at the same time, it was just so coincidental that the shock...
Manstruck.
the shock of it turned me into this kind of like confused person.
So did you bumble up to him like the potential stalker you could be?
Yes.
How did you handle it? Were you cool? Did you fluff your lines?
He was a big man, but you've got to bear in mind that I was a bigger man, so he could have been nervous.
You are bigger than him. I did wonder. Yeah. He seems similarly built.
He's broader than me. He's got like 20 years drinking. No, 13 years drinking on me. He's that kind of big now, but he's still tall.
Okay.
Yeah. I come, and I was like...
Is he listening?
I'm pretty sure it's him. And then I heard somebody say Garnet. I was like, okay, it's definitely him. So, and then Jeremy Parrish was in the corner, and I was like, okay, yeah, that's them. I got up and I was like,
not nerds.
I said, excuse me, you're Garnet Lee. And he was like, yes, sir. Kind of, because they're in a group, they finish work, they're done. I was like, I emailed you last week about a bottle of whiskey, and at this point, you probably don't remember me. And I think probably at this point, I don't know how many junk emails he gets. Maybe he was thinking like, oh, shit.
He's going to kill me and eat my bollocks.
Well, the other thing was is that I didn't really build up to it properly. Instead, I was bending down to reach into my bag to get the whiskey bottle out. So God knows.
Oh, God, that could have been a take him down moment.
Exactly. But
the one-up snipers.
Then I said, it was about a bottle of whiskey. And they were like, oh, that's really nice of you. And I said, I've got it for you. And he was like, and then I started going for the bag. And he's like, on you now? And I was like, yeah. So I pulled out these two bottles and handed them both.
Hey, he must have loved you. You just walked up to him, a stranger, and presented him with some lovely booze.
Yeah, I think he
was... I take it they were about to hit the town.
They were about to hit the town. In fact, his last words that I heard were, we're going to have to find a locker now then, guys. Because they had to stash it, because they couldn't go into a bar with it. But
of course.
But yeah, it was nice. I mean, I didn't... It was interesting to talk to him. It was just one of those situations where I couldn't say a whole lot because we were on a train. It was literally like a minute before the stop, and then I had to run to get a bus. So,
but you delivered the goods.
I delivered the booze, and job was done.
That yeah.
That was my second highlight of TGS, I guess.
Yay! That's brilliant. I think that's fantastic.
It was a lot of fun.
That's my highlight. Love the games. You managed to give a bottle of whiskey to an American.
Mm-hmm. And then there was my third highlight, because you did ask me for three, even though you've probably forgotten about it. Which was I ran into a newspaper guy who told me some stuff about a movie, the Capcom movie of Biohazard Generation, that nobody's going to see for another month, I think, before it's released. And he told me how good it was, and that it wasn't actually very good. But still, I got some like behind the scenes.
You know exactly how good it is.
And it's not very. But he gave me something. But I found out some stuff that other people didn't know before anybody else knew it, which made me feel a little bit funny.
So special. This is what TGS is about. This is like the where everything is brand spanking new, and it's fired all over the globe. It's all second-hand information by the time, all third-hand information by the time I've got it. Mm. But you were there.
But it's all a bit strange because most of it's going to be out next week. Like Mirror's Edge is out in a month. Fable's out next week. Not in Japan. In Japan, it's out in December. A lot of the games that are out next week for us are out in December in Japan. But still...
Well, you can just trot around Osaka looking smug now for a week.
Okay.
Enjoy it. Yeah. Just push people in the road and stuff. Nod at them with your eyes shut.
Exactly. So, that's the TGS podcast, because I know you've got to go.
Yes, I do, but that was fantastic. I've got to nip out, look at the new house, measure up for the PS3, and... Yeah, but that was fantastic. You had a good time?
I had a great time. You've got to get an HDTV. Yeah. You've got to get an HDTV there, and if you're getting a PS3...
Yep, 1080 ready.
Excellent, perfect.
Or something, I don't know.
And
we'll so what's coming up in the next podcast, Al?
Well, next podcast, are we going to try shooters again? No, we should do something else.
No, let's do something else.
Well, next week,
do you know, I spoke to you about this personally, because we do chat outside of the podcasts, yes, don't we?
We do.
Yeah. I listened to it, and I really enjoyed it, but we didn't really talk about shooting games. Mm. Oh, I remember now. So, on the basis of that, and this is providing that you enjoyed just the sheer nonsense we were talking and thought it was funny. I thought we should just talk about our gaming nostalgia, just in general. Not be specific, perhaps, about technology or games or genres. We can come back to that, of course. That's easy. There's plenty of that. But maybe we could talk about because you enjoy talking about Buggy Boy so much, I kind of feel that there's just there's too many personal memories associated with certain games that people will know, okay, that perhaps people can enjoy as well. So we could share a couple of those, perhaps.
So we'll do a nostalgia podcast as well as all the new games that I will have played by then.
Yeah, we'll mix it up with some proper news, ground it in the real world, so we don't get too carried away.
Okay, so that's next podcast.
Is that something?
Probably a week on Friday? 2 weeks on Friday?
A week on Friday?
A week on Friday.
Yeah.
Okay. Because I...
Fabulous.
By then I should have posted this and all of the other things and I would be able to sleep. Because I've been able to sleep for so long.
Alex, you've been a trooper. Got all the posts on Doofus.
Yeah. Doofus.net.
That's your work.
If you're hearing this on iTunes...
Doofus.net. You're hearing this and you haven't come by the site.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Everyone. I don't know how that would have...
Thank you, everyone. I'm going to go to bed because it's 1 a.m. and we're out.
Oh my God! Hello. What's going on? Hello.
Hello.
London calling Japan.
Hello. I've had a really weird experience just.
Do you have clothes? Are you all right? Do you need me to call your mum?
No, I'm good. I'm good. I'm fine.
Okay.
I'm safe. I'm well. Last night we obviously got cut off because of my phone.
Yeah, we spoke in the bar briefly, and then there was a woman on the phone, and then your battery died. I take it.
Yes.
I got the impression that TGS was good. That's all I got the impression of. We know what was there.
It was very good. And it's something that maybe we should talk about more tomorrow because I'll be able to plug my phone in and everything proper. But right now, there's another story to tell, which was yesterday. The first day, the only day that I was really in the show, although we went back today, I ran into Ryan from 1UP. The one in charge of video, not the guy with the squeaky voice.
Right.
The other one. Two Ryans. And I was talking to him, and I was like, well, let's confiscate the present I got you. And he said, oh, well, we're all meeting here, and, you know, we should be able to meet up and get it off you. And I didn't. He didn't run into him again. They'd gone. I missed them. Whatever.
You missed them. You missed the one up here.
I was a bit of a pain. And I've been lugging around these two heavy-ass bottles with me for, like, the whole 2 days, as you all know. And today we went back, and I took them with me just in case. And we didn't get in the end because we went a bit late and then couldn't be bothered. So I was like, okay, fair enough. I've got 2 bottles of whiskey. So I'm coming, there you know, about my luck, generally. I'm a lucky man.
Yeah, that's true.
So today, I climb onto the train coming back, and I jump onto another train, and then 2 stations before I'm getting off for Shinjuku, my final stop, before I get the bus home, on step all of the 1UP cast. Jerry Parrish, Jerry Panish, Scarlett Lee, a lot.
Hey, did you hang out with the 1UP crew?
On the train for the 2 minutes I was there, yes.
And you gave them the bottles?
I gave them the bottles. I didn't give them my card.
They got them!
I'm gonna email them and just say, but they got the bottles.
They got them! You did it!
Yeah, I got it to them. So that was an interesting experience. So I had a very quick chat with them just saying how much I enjoyed the show. And then I was trying to have more of a... But, you know, they were obviously in a big group. They were relaxing after working. So I just wanted to say hi and thank you.
Did you do some business card handshakes?
That's what I did. I didn't give them business cards, actually. It is what they're for, but I thought, you know, after just thanking them so much, I didn't want them to feel obligated. I wanted to drink it before they feel obligated. And I'm just going to PM them on 1UP, be like, hey, I hope you enjoyed the whiskey. If you can, have a look at my site. I'm trying to get freelance. If you can give me any advice, kind of thing. Let's see where that goes.
That's amazing.
Yeah.
So you're back home now?
Because, I mean, you know. No, I'm ready to get on the bus now. My last moment in Tokyo, and I run into everybody that I meant to run into. And it was a really packed train in Shinjuku. So Garnet was the closest one to me, and I took to him. And then apart from that, it was like Jerry Parrish and a couple of others. But I couldn't maneuver my way around talking to them. But I had a bottle of shochu and a bottle of whiskey for the two of them. And job done.
Wow, a collision of geeks from around the world. That was brilliant.
Yeah, it was amazing. And I saw a couple of other people at the show, talked to them, got some lowdown on stuff that I wouldn't otherwise have seen. And yeah, we're good to go. We'll be podcasting. I don't know. Do you want to do a sum up show like tomorrow? Sum up to this podcast?
Sounds
tomorrow?
Good, yeah. A retrospective look at the TGS show and all of your japes.
Realising I don't know if you're recording this.
I might be.
You might be. That's cool. Because I was very excited. I kind of got nervous when I saw them. I was like, fuck. Because I was kind of imagining, well, maybe I'll see them on the train back. Wouldn't that be just ridiculous? And then there
and
they
little
were.
Little did you think that the odds were actually in your favour, because you were coming from the same place.
No, we weren't. I went back to Mike, so I was at the other end of Tokyo.
Oh, okay. So they were going to a different airport or something?
We just happened to meet up on the last two stops. No, they're going out drinking. And where I'm catching a bus from happens to be the same place as where they're going out drinking.
So, well, you're like a geek cruise missile. You homed in on the other geeks.
Oh, yeah.
And you hit
I had to find my way through a crowd of Japanese people to get to them, which was particularly satisfying.
It must have looked like a weird situation.
People cut me off, and I couldn't get through to them. That was blow.
Huge muscular ginger man wading through Japanese ladies.
Should be on. Yes, no, it was all men. I felt alright, I could push it.
Here's your elbows stuck in.
So I'll PM them tomorrow and be just like, hi, I hope you're enjoying this. This was me. In case, because I mean, I don't even know if they remember my name. I said, I'm Alex. I messaged you about having a bottle of whiskey for you. And I can't believe he imagined me turning up with the whiskey on the train just before the end of the show. So, yeah.
Nice.
It was fun.
Good news, sir.
A whole lot of stuff to talk about, obviously.
Yeah. Maybe.
I've got a lot of stuff to talk about that we'll do when I'm plugged in properly.
Yeah, send me an email whenever you want to do it, and we'll do it tomorrow.
Yeah, well, when you wake up, then I'm going to be in all day.
Nice one. Okay.
It's a public holiday tomorrow, so I am kicking
it and relaxing. Hey!
Yep.
Are you heading back tonight, or are you staying
in
Tokyo?
I'm not relaxing. I'm getting the night bus now. That's the thing. That's what I'm saying. It was literally the last 5 minutes in Tokyo that I got into. And now I'm back off home, and then tomorrow I'm going to be typing up everything that I haven't already done. Not sticking to 150 words, and we're done.
And then emailing all of one up until they look at it and remember you. And then you've got a job in Seattle
Indeed.
Or San Francisco or wherever they are. I can't remember.
That would make my life wonderful. In fact, it would be wonderful if I could just do the same job in Japan for them.
Yeah.
We'll see what happens.
Hey, yeah, that'd be great, wouldn't it?
That'd be a dream. Yeah, it would be just fantastic. I have to go and get on this bus.
Okay.
So,
Japan, we'll catch up tomorrow.
Until tomorrow.
We'll chat about video games.
And whole podcast together.
Yeah.
I'll be fine.
Yeah, I'm eager to hear about this cheap rental stuff, so I can come live with you for a bit.
Yeah. Awesome. Yeah. Okay, then.
Okay, signing off. I'll see you tomorrow.
Talk to you soon, Dad.
Bye.
Talk to you tomorrow, Dad.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
Well, that worked.